Jesus came and said, pull down this temple and in 3 days I will build it. I said, by what means? Pull down this temple, 3 days. Give me 3 days. By what means will Jesus construct a temple in 3 days? In 3 days. You will see the power we will latch onto. I have tested some things. And I'm not normal. Just this, I'm not normal. He said, pull down this temple. Give us 3 days. Men, that immortality is working in their members. What will you listen to me? What I'm trying to say is that what will we achieve between now and tomorrow is what they have been struggling to do for years in your family.
Thank you. come to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I want to pray. Oh. I'm a being of prayer. As men preach.
Yeah, Anything stopping you from praying and groaning is the enemy of your destiny. You pray till you are transfigured. You become another man. By prayer, may I become another man. The man captured in the volume of the books. Angels, read and apply. Don't just read for me to hear. Read and apply. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. How we should make it for 8 hours. Open, let me see the guy play. That's what I told you to add. Add Pisato for me.
Open more, okay, open more.
Aha!
Hear the voice of God inside. Loud and clear. You must not attack. Men appear.
case you don't know, we are taking formation in the spirit. Huh? Wait. Where is the location of this program? Huh? Where? My brother, he said in the way. Woe to them that are still at the way. What we seek is in a location in God, in the spirit, in the eyes of God. We must appear there. And when you appear, your name is a blossom. In that place, the Bible said, there is a stone in heaven. You are the only one that knows what is written in that stone. He's waiting for you. The stone, the mystery stone, containing the new commandments, the new chapter, the new order. Oh my God. Somebody shout fire. When you enter, we are telling you, you will not know when your power has passed. The secret I know. Man will be drunk with the spirit of prayer. You will pray as if it's your life. Spirit, help me to pray. I want to pray. This not doing deliverance. For as you are doing this prayer, I saw seven people. The hand of God is on your family like this. The pass of fire will be cut asunder. We will break up and make progress. We will break up and make progress. Man of God, something is doing me. Can't explain it. I feel like praying and not stopping. Listen to me. Number one sign, your prayerlessness will die in this hall. Don't worry, you will see now. It's not even an amen. They'll be begging you to stop praying. You are praying too much. And it's not normal prayer. Many years, God now called me early this year and said, Chinedu, I said, yes, sir. He said, come, let me teach you prayer. This year. Just like my brother said, we are overestimating ourselves. You don't know what you mean by that prayer point. Help me.
Spirit, help me.
Listen, there is one of my friends, I just met him now, he's at the back, he's behind an open window, he's collecting bricks and he's already sleeping. That kind of guy doesn't know what he means. You are the one now. With all this fire going on, you are sitting down. May fire not kill you, fire go burn you. Hey, come to the front, come to the front, come to the front and pray with me, come to the front. Call the three of your friends. All of you, come in. Come to the front. Come to the front. For today, I'm in charge. When you leave, the God that brought you here knew I will meet you. There is a third guy. There is a third guy behind the fan. Come and join us. not embarrassing you. This is actually love. But if it's not love, I will leave you. And you will just say you came for 24 hours. And you will say you are tired of prayer, it's not working. Meanwhile, you came for 24 hours, didn't mean you came. You came physically, you did not come where God has ordained help in the spirit. The Bible said, at Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And the people of God, we possess the at Mount Zion. But we are to know we have to get to Mount Zion first. From there we get to Zion. That's where what we are looking for is. Congratulations, you are here. But there is another location. So after me, I journey. Makes prayer sweet, or rather, who makes prayer sweet? You can be seated. Mr. Jones, we are going to pray. The man Jasper.
Thank you.
No human being can appear here. Yes, you have to assume your immortal identity so that you will be identified in the spirit. The name will be given to you. What is your name? We need to join yet to locate our name. May men not call us the names that God did not call us. Sister, don't accept that name. Don't accept that name. There is something in you that will be unearthed. Peter used to be the timid one. They spoke to him, he denied Jesus. But when fire came, we found out the real Peter. The real Peter is not that one that denied Jesus. The real Peter, opened up when the fire came. That's why we need the fire. So that the real one will come out. Talk to your neighbor, tell your neighbor in this fire. Your neighbor did not hear it. Talk to your neighbor, tell your neighbor in this fire. Fire for my person. Angels are here. I reckon angels. Their ministry is activated. I can feel the wings of the shadows. The stars of fire. The bearers of his holiness. Men that tabernacle in the coast. They come, they come. We align ourselves. We take our punches. Thank you. power. See, there are two things that will happen this night. Either you touch God or He touches you. There must be a touch. Pastor, either you touch God or He touches you. One of the two. There is anything inside me that is wrong. I don't know when they will off it all. Okay, manual level. We have entered into a mechanized level. It is the work of machines. All we need to do is to put the machine to work. It's about to be mechanized. Tractor. Listen. Wait, let me prophesy to you. Tractor, the one they used to farm. It's time for mechanized level. Mechanized level. Say after me, mechanized. Tractor. Bulldozer. When he enters the land, What will be hearing? Sister, you are looking like this. You will not do your own small. And then put small. In Jesus' name. Amen. I think food has entered people's hands, so let's eat. You can sit down. The reason why we are giving you food is not to quench your hunger. It's to give you both physical and spiritual strength to pray. We recognize you need energy. Amen. Greet your neighbor. This might be the last time you will notice the person. Greet the guy. Tell the guy, see you in Zion. Anybody that came to has ever entered Revival Hub has all the excuses you are ever giving for being ineffective in prayer or not praying has gone forever. You cannot convince God that you came to Revival Hub and you can't pray. I used to ask, where did Elijah look? Huh? I used to ask, where did Elijah look? And he saw what others are not seeing. Huh? There is a portal in the spirit that is only open to prayerful people. Intercessors, men that pray for long, they are the only ones that can see it. Even prophets cannot see that kind of thing. Gifted prophets, they can't see it. It takes men of prayer to see that kind of thing. And that's why there are things that Satan can do in our life. No prophet will see it. Only intercessors. Only prayer people. Because the thing is not about sin, it's about location. You can only see within your location. Is it not true? Tell me what is behind this wall. Victor, gather this thing. Gather. What if God sends you beyond Nigeria now? Huh? Oh yeah, mark this day. You will preach this gospel beyond Nigeria. Me, I'm telling you. Mark today. You don't even need to say amen because I just saw it. Wait, don't rejoice. It's not rejoicing thing, it's capacity thing. I'm just telling you so that you will cry for your life. Some of you, when they tell you something, you go and rejoice. I say, God told me on July 29, 2000, that he will use me and shake the world. 20 years passed, it never happened. Yeah. 20 years happened. The reason why God is telling you what he wants to do. Guess what? Satan also heard it. Mm-hmm.